Okay, folks, here we have Jean, a longtime friend of my wife and I, who is a perennial CD investor. She loves CDs. And you know, everything I've tried to do to convince her that she needs to diversify into other investments, forget it. It just doesn't work. So let me ask you, Jean, what got you started investing in CDs?
Well, I wanted something that had as little risk as possible and a predictable outcome. So that's why I chose the CDs, because they had a certain term and a certain rate and FDIC insured. And that's it. But now interest rates are very low, so they're not very good for investments. But years ago, you could get 7, 8, 9%.
That was a while ago.
Right.
We're pretty old.
Now if you can get 2%, you're lucky.
So it's mostly the fact that you're afraid that any other investment's going to go sour,
yes.
That you're going to lose money.
Yes, I didn't want to lose principal.
Did you ever think of money markets?
Well, I have money market accounts in the bank.
So you also invest in money markets also?
Yes, whichever rate is the highest I would take.
Go ahead.
I did have a money market a while back for 4.5%, which was quite good, but now it's down to
1.5%.
So that money you can take in and out as you want.
Right, you don't have the time requirement of
right,
the CD.
Right.
Now, do you go searching around the country for your CDs, or how do you search for your CDs?
I usually just look in newspapers or visit different banks. And I think you can find online the top banks, but I just would do locally my community.
In your community.
Yeah.
Now, you once owned AT&T stock, right? Didn't your mother buy you AT&T stock when AT&T was phone company?
That's right.
And then you got all the baby bells in the 80s?
I did, yeah.
And didn't they do pretty well for you?
Yes, I think the initial $1,000 became at one time $25,000, but when I sold it, it was about $15,000.
Because some of the AT&T itself didn't do very well.
Well, it had gone down.
Right.
I didn't sell at the peak.
Did you keep any of the baby bells?
No. I sold everything.
Wow.
Yeah. I liquidated.
You liquidated. So there you are, folks. There's a dyed-in-the-wool, CD investor because of that FDIC insurance. She's not going to lose her principal.
But never be rich.
No. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.